Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that emphasizes God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Tuesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today, I am continuing a series talking about being a financial steward. And I tell you, I have enjoyed this teaching. It's just real simple things that I'm saying, but it is so contrary to this world system. And this is what we see happening in our world today. There is an economic crisis all around the world because people do not follow God's guidelines. And anyway, I've referred to that a bunch. I won't go back through this, but this is into my fourth week. So if you've missed any of this teaching, I encourage you to please get it. It would really change your life. I believe that. And it would bring you out of this world economic system and get you to flowing in God's way of doing things. We're now on the fourth teaching in this six-part series, and this teaching is entitled Prosperity Isn't Selfish, which this is one of the number one criticisms I've heard every time you go to mentioning money. Every time a preacher takes up an offering, somebody's going to criticize you and say, you're just after money, or they'll sit there and say, you're promising people that they give this and they get a new house and they get a new car and all these kind of things. And a lot of the criticism leveled against prosperity teaching is because it's seen as just a way to indulge your flesh. It's greedy. It's selfish. I've already used the scriptures over in 1 Timothy chapter 6. We've used Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8 is what I was talking about yesterday. That God is able to make all grace abound towards us so that we always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound unto every good work. The reason you are to prosper is so that you can abound to good works. It's so that you can be a blessing. It's not about getting your needs met. When you put God first, then God will supernaturally take care of you. And this is backwards from the way the world looks at it. The world, it's all take care of yourself first. It's all do this. I couldn't tell you how many times, hundreds of times, probably thousands of times, I've heard somebody heard me teach on prosperity, and they say, I want to give, and I would give if I had any money to give. Now, every person who says that has a lot of money. They get thousands of dollars. What they're saying without saying it is, I've got to use all of this money for me. I got to take care of me first, and then I'll give. Every person who's told me if I had any money, I would give, they all have money. But they are consuming it upon themselves. They are living right up to the very maximum. They are indulging every lust, every desire. And with the credit situation today that people are encouraging you to indulge your desire, it doesn't take a lot of encouragement. And most people are just out there. Everybody's got money. But the problem is most people spend it upon themselves and their lust are greater than their income. And so they don't have any extra money that isn't spent on them. Is the correct way to say this. Every person has money. God said, why did He give you this money? So that you can abound unto every good work. If we would reverse this, if we would get to where, God, I've got this money. It doesn't matter if you've got $100 or if you've got $1,000 or if you've got $10,000. It doesn't matter what amount of money you've got. Take it and first, foremost, I mean deliberately on purpose, start giving and helping other people. And there's some of you, I can hear you screaming all the way through the television set, amen. There's some of you, well, what would happen to me? And that's the very problem, is it's all about you. You know, I'm not perfect in these things. I'm not trying to present it that way, but this is just a commitment that I've made since day one. When Jamie and I were starving, there was times that we went without food because we would give first. We would give and we would pay our rent and pay our utilities and we wouldn't eat. We'd do those other things first. And giving has always been first. When I had a $100 rent payment due, I would pray for $120 so that we could tithe off of it and pay that. I wouldn't sit there and if somebody gave me $100, I just wouldn't pay that $100 straight across. Now, I'm not saying I wouldn't ever do it. I'm saying I didn't do it. I never was in that situation because I always believed for extra. And I remember many times we had a $100 rent. We'd get $120. We'd give the $20 and then pay the rent and go without eating. Now, I don't believe you have to do it that way. God will show you and you can do it better than I did it. But I'm just saying you have to have that kind of a commitment because God gives seed to sowers. Look at this verse down in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10. It says, "Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness." Now here, this isn't really talking about God giving seed to sower. I mean, it's using that, but it's using it as an analogy. In the same way that God has given us seeds, that if we sow them in the ground, we'll produce plants and produce increase and multiply. God has given every one of us money. The Bible is, the Bible is comparing money to seeds. In the same way that you plant seeds and they grow and increase, God gives you money. And the purpose of this money is so that you can sow it. Now, look at this right here. It says, "He that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown." See, God gives seed to the sower, but He says He also gives bread to the eater. God knows that people who are sowers, givers, also need to eat. And so God is never going to give you only enough so that you can just barely get by, give and barely get by. But God, when you give, will give you food to eat also. He will multiply your seed sown. But here's some things I want to point out in this verse. It says He gives seed to sower. Again, this isn't really talking about just physical seeds. It's using money, seeds, as an example of how money works. This is saying God gives money to people who are givers. If you're a giver, if God sees you as a giver, a person who He is going to give you this abundance and you're going to abound unto every good work, like it says in verse 8, if God can get this money through you, God will get it to you. So you could turn it around and say it this way, that if you're short of seed or short of money, God doesn't see you as a giver. He can't really trust you to be giving first. If He could, He would get it to you. He gives seed to sowers, not just seed to eaters, not just seed to takers. You could basically break the whole world down into two categories, people who are givers and takers, sowers and eaters. And even people who are sowers have to eat. People who are givers have to also receive. And so it's not a matter of being 100% all this. People who are givers have to learn how to receive. But I'm saying that this ought to be your motive. It ought to be about, oh God, I'm going to give so that I can get. See, the emphasis there is on getting. No, it ought to be, oh God, I know I'm going to receive because I want to give. I want to be a blessing. So therefore, I'm believing for this prosperity so that I can be a bigger blessing. The emphasis is on the giving. It's a heart attitude, and when you get the right heart attitude, and when you really do start giving with the right heart attitude, God will move heaven and earth to get finances to you. If He can get it through you, He will get it to you. Boy, that's powerful. You know, there was an instance back, I think this was in 2004, and I was at a church in Merritt Island, Florida. And the pastor of that church, Pastor Dan Stahlbaum, he's been a friend of mine, a partner of mine for a very long time. Man, it's just a great church. I go there most every year. And we see some really good things happen. At that time, I think in 2004, there was somewhere around 300 to 400 people attending that church. It's really grown now. They're well over 1,000. But at that time, he wanted to be a blessing to me because we were trying to move into this building and get it renovated and built out without taking out a loan. So when I came to his church, I was there from a Sunday through Wednesday. He told his church people that God had laid on his heart that he wanted the offering from that church to be $50,000. Now remember, this is about 300 or 400 people giving $50,000. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. At that time, I'd never received that much money from a church that size or any size for a meeting. I mean, that was a lot of money. And you know what? It seemed like it was out of reason. But he got up on Sunday morning and he says, this isn't hard. He says, if we had 50 people that gave $1,000, he says, we could meet this need. And he says, and it's not hard to come by that because, and then he took this exact verse that I'm sharing with you. And he said, God gives seed to sowers and he gives bread for your food. And so he said, if you are willing to give, God is going to give seed to people who want to give. He's going to give money and enable people to give. And it says here that not only will he give you seed to sow, but he'll also give you bread to eat. He says, I can promise you in the name of the Lord that if you say, I'll give Andrew $1,000, if you just gave me $1,000, I'll give Andrew $1,000. He says, if you'll do that, God will give you more than $1,000 because he'll give you some of it to eat for yourself. And so he encouraged the people with this. He had people stand up and make a commitment, and there was around 50 people in that church that stood and said, well, if God will just bless me with $1,000 or more, then I'll give to Andrew. So there was people who made this commitment. And anyway, that night, we started hearing testimonies of people that in just Sunday afternoon had had miracles start happening, that they had had just $1,000 or $1,500 come in supernaturally. I remember one person, he came on Monday night, and he and his wife had stood up and said that they would give $1,000. Now, they had the $1,000 in a savings account, and so they had already written the check out, and on Monday morning, before the man went to work, they wrote the check out, they laid hands on it and prayed over it, and then when they were going to come to church on Monday night, they were going to give this offering. And so they had already made the commitment. They were already going to take it from their savings. But when he went to work on Monday, he was called into the office, and I may miss some of the details, but basically they told him that they were promoting him, and basically he just got like a 4 times increase in his salary. I don't know what it was, but if it was $2,000 a month, that would have been $8,000 a month. So here he was saying, God, if you'll give me seed to sow, then I'll sow $1,000 to Andrew. So that was his commitment. God gave him like 4 or 5 times that in 1 month, and it continued every single month since then. That was in 2004, 5 years with an additional $4,000 or $5,000. I don't know what the difference was per month for 5 years, and then it's just going to continue on. You know what? When people saw this and they begin to start hearing these testimonies, how a person says, well, man, I'll give. If God will give seed to the sower, I'll give. They started giving testimony, and I mean other people started giving. And I think that they wound up giving me $54,000. There was more than the $50,000 that Dan had originally believed for. And the point that I'm making through this is that, see, God gives seed to sowers. And there's no shortage of money. It's just shortage of people who will use that money to glorify the Lord. And so therefore, you don't get the supernatural flow and things towards you. But when God finds somebody who is a giver and who lives to give and is going to honor God first and put God first and will give, even if things get tight, they are never going to stop their giving. They'll stop eating before they'll stop giving, but they are going to put God first. When people get that kind of an attitude, this scripture says God gives seed to the sowers and bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. Man, that is a powerful scripture. And again, I'm not saying this for a selfish purpose at all. I'm just saying it to verify and testify to the truth that, you know what, to the best of my ability, this is what I'm doing. I'm trying to live to give. I'm putting the word out. We make our teaching here, as most of you know, we say that it's for a suggested donation. We tell you what we think it's worth in comparison, you know, to other ministries and stuff. So we give you an idea in case you want to know. But we give our materials, and about 50% of the people who call or write us don't give a thing. And we go ahead and send them our materials. And you know what? We are giving. Even if you send in an offering to go with your request, I consider it that I gave it to you and then you blessed me back. But we give our materials away. And you know what? Our needs are met. While other people are crying about how bad the economy is and they're cutting back and laying off, we're expanding. Over in the UK, we are just entering into the going to be the equivalent of about a $4 million building program and all of these things that we're doing. We're expanding while everybody else is crying wolf and talking about how bad things are. We are going and blowing. And you know why it's happening? Because we're sowers and God's getting seed to us. And during hard economic times is not the time to draw back. There's a greater need than ever. And the good news is that now some people are recognizing that this world system isn't something that you can count on. And they're looking for answers. They're looking in new places. And there are some people, there's probably some of you that have just turned on this program and maybe you wouldn't normally have listened to a religious broadcast. But you're just kind of in a funk. Things aren't working for you and you were wondering maybe God has something to say to me. There's people that are now opening up and giving God a chance and crying out for help. This isn't a time to be cutting back on numbers of television and radio stations. It's a time to be expanding. And you know what? Because of that, God is blessing me. Our finances are just increasing miraculously. And you know why? There's many things, but one of the greatest things is because I am a sower. I'm a giver. I'm not a taker. Givers have to learn to receive, but I'm not a taker. I'm a receiver, not a taker. There's a difference between that. And because I'm a sower, God gives seed to the sower. And brothers and sisters, I'm just trying to say to you that God wants to instill in you this attitude. If you could see yourself as a steward and say, God, forgive me for taking this as my own and spending my money in ways that I didn't even consult you. I've just done things. And if you could go back and just say, Father, I want to be a steward. All of this money that's flowing through my hands, I want to know what you want me to do with it. Start praying over the place that you live in, the kind of car that you drive, the food that you eat, the clothes that you wear. And primarily start praying about, God, I'm going to start giving. I'm going to honor you with the tithe. I'm going to give beyond the tithe. I'm going to give to people that are in need. I want to be a blessing. If you would start praying and giving and seeing yourself as a steward and saying, Father, this is your money. What do you want me to do? Where do you want me to live? How do you want me to dress and represent you? If you would see yourself as a steward and do that, it takes a period of time. This isn't going to be like you make this decision today and by tomorrow, everything in your life has totally turned around. It'd be wonderful if it happens that way. That'd be a miracle, not a blessing. But if you will make this decision, God will start showing you things. There'll start being adjustments. And over a period of time, if you were to do this and get this attitude that I'm talking about, and from a sincere, pure heart, operate in the attitude that I'm talking about, I can guarantee you that in a year or 2 years, you would be just totally, totally transformed. And some of you, when I said that, think, a year or 2 years, that's too long. I want something now. You know what? You're going back to this world economic system to where it wants instant gratification. This is the whole thing behind credit and everything else is, why wait? Get it now and then pay for it three times what it's worth over the lifetime of your loan. No, there is a time, seed, time, and harvest in the kingdom of God, and it's going to take a period of time. But I can promise you that a year, it doesn't seem like a long time once it's over with. I mean, what are you going to be doing during the next year? If you don't become a financial steward, if you don't adopt God's way of doing it and you just continue in the world system, what's the outlook for the next year? I guarantee you it's more sleepless nights, it's more worry, it's more struggle, it's more arguments, it's more problems. It'd be much better just to embrace God's system and then time gets on your side. Once you start giving, see, this is a good thing about a seed. Once you put a seed in the ground, that seed hasn't really left you. It's just entered into the ground where it's growing. It's multiplying. And pretty soon, time begins to start working for you, and you're going to see a crop, and that one little seed will produce 700 or 800 more seeds, just like itself. You start giving. It takes a period of time. You aren't going to see the next day a 100-fold return on that seed that you plant. But you start planting a seed, and pretty soon, time is going to be something that is working for you and not against you. You know, I've told you that my wife and I went through some hard economic times when we were first getting started in this, but we planted seed and planted seed and planted seed. And now I've got so much seed in the ground. Like I was saying earlier last week that I have now given away well over 6 million cassette tapes, CDs, books, DVDs, things like this. Over 6 million. If you attach a value of $7 per item, that's $42 million worth of seeds I've planted in people's lives. And you know what? Now, time is on my side. I've been doing this for 40 years. I've got seeds that I planted 40 years ago that are still producing fruit. And man, today I'm just having all of this fruit come upon me and overtake me, the blessing of God. See, God's system is so far superior to the world's system. I recommend it. Brothers and sisters, I'm trying to convince people to get out of the way that this world thinks, out of the selfishness. Start seeing yourself as a steward of God's blessings. Start following His instructions. And if you would do that, I can guarantee you, you'll not only survive this economic crisis, but the next time that there's a bust cycle, you'll be able to say with me that, you know what, God is blessing you, that the blessings of God just keep coming, that God is supplying all of your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus, not according to this world economic system. You'll be able to stand there and give testimony. And so a year may seem like a long time to you. Excuse me, 2 years may seem like a long time, but it's really nothing. It's nothing in the scope of eternity and stuff. You just need to start today. And if you'll do this, it'll change your life. You know, right now, I just really feel compelled in my heart to just pray with you real quickly. I only got a minute or two. But some of you have been brought to a place of, God, I know that I haven't been a steward. I just want you to tell the Lord right now, first of all, that you repent. Father, forgive me for indulging my flesh. Forgive me for just doing things my way and leaning to my own understanding. And now I make a commitment that everything I am and have is yours. And I want to be a steward. Show me what you want me to do with your money. And now you go back and evaluate everything about you, what you do, the things you spend your money on, where you live, what you drive, and say, Father, what do you want me to do? And then follow the leadership of the Lord. Do what He tells you to do. And if you'll do that, I can guarantee you God is going to supernaturally bring you out of whatever situation you find yourself in and put you on high ground so that if there's another economic flood come your way, it won't bother you. Isn't that good news? Praise God. You know, I encourage you to get these materials. Our announcer is going to share some information with you about how to do that. Please take advantage of these materials. They will change your life. And then join me again tomorrow as we continue the gospel truth.
Andrew's teaching titled Financial Stewardship is available in a 6-part CD album, or it's available in a DVD album made from Andrew's daily TV broadcast. Each is available for a gift of any amount. Request CD album T1052C or DVD album T1052D when you contact the ministry. The fourth teaching in the audio CD album, Prosperity Isn't Selfish, is also available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to send a gift, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this fourth CD free of charge. Request teaching number T018C when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you.
I know that many of you, God touched you. I prayed with you there. And you know what? You need to do something. Faith without works is dead. And I'd like to encourage you to call in and get these materials on financial stewardship. It'll help us to speed them to you. But also, as you call, just ask that person, says, would you please just pray with me? I prayed that prayer with Andrew, and I've made myself a steward today. And just tell somebody. It's therapeutic. It'll make a difference in your life. Plus, they'll be a real encouragement to you. So we have that phone number on your screen. And there's people there, I mean godly people, who would love to help you any way they can. So please call today.
You can use your credit card to order by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Or you can visit our website, where you can order ministry materials online at awmi.net. On our website, you'll not only find materials from today's broadcast, you'll find a wealth of ministry resources available to you. If you prefer to write to us, our address is Andrew Womack Ministries, P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. We appreciate your generosity. We hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Merritt Island, Florida, April 19th through the 22nd, Chicago, Illinois, May 7th through the 9th, and in Raleigh, North Carolina, for a Gospel Truth Seminar, June 11th through the 13th. He'll also be in Amsterdam for the Eurospirit Conference, May 21st through the 23rd, and in Colorado Springs, Colorado, for the annual Summer Family Bible Conference, June 29th through July 3rd. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
I'd like to invite you to come join me at the East Coast Christian Center in Merritt Island, Florida, if you live anywhere remotely close to the Florida area. I've been going to this church for over 10 years, and Pastor Dan and Carolyn Stahlbaum are just tremendous people. They're great friends. You would really be blessed. We're going to have great services. We've got four services on Sunday, 3 in the morning, 1 at night, and then on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we'll be holding services at 7 p.m. each evening. And this is located at 680 North Courtney Parkway in Merritt Island, Florida. I'd like to invite you to join me for our Summer Family Bible Conference. It's going to be June the 29th through July the 3rd. It's at our facility here in Colorado Springs. It starts on a Monday night. We have a special barbecue for those of you that have children. We have great children's ministry. There are special room rates available at different hotels. So remember, this is June the 29th through July the 3rd right here in Colorado Springs.
Why not plan a vacation this year around the Word of God? Call 719-635-1111 for complete information. We hope to see you in Colorado Springs this summer.